But 1 week for cricket. The league season's complete, bar the Surrey Championship and the Kent County Village League, which both have one match to go this coming Saturday. In the Sussex Premiership, Roffey are topped by the massive margin of 103 points on 449. They beat Cookfield's 127 by 5 wickets with 129 for 5. Rising Stars' Three Bridges made 164 for 3 in reply to Preston Nomads' 161 for a handsome 7 wickets win. Their end of season burst leaves them third by just 1 point from Brighton and Hove, 345 and 346. Respectively. East Grinstead posted 347 for 7 but still lost by 3 wickets. Eastbourne chased down a revised target and Grinstead end up 5th. Horsham won their final Premiership game but almost beyond belief are relegated alongside Mayfield. In Division 2, relegated Ifield posted 167 for 9, lost to division winners Hastings and St Leonards, who chased a revised target by 3 wickets, and Linfield did on the front foot's good friends at Burgess Hill a favour, obliterating Goring's 158 by 10 wickets to send their hosts down and ensure Hill's Division 2 survival in spite of losing at Billingshurst. In Division 3 East, Crawley Eagles survive, and in West Division 4, Crawley 301 for 4 beat champion Slinfold 222 for 6, chasing a revised 228 in 33 overs to win by just 5 runs and survive in 7th place. Three Bridges 2's 203 for 9, Fellbridge and Sunnyside 138 for 9, but in West Division 4, Fellbridge still finish 4th. It's been quite a year for Surrey Downs Division 1 champions South Nutfield, who made 182 for 7 at Salford's and bowled out their hosts for 131 and a 51 runs win. 15 wins and just one slip up in South's formidable winning total of 477 points. South Nutfield 2's won a cracking game in the reverse fixture by 1 wicket off the third to last ball of the league season. Robbie Besley's 103 not out saw Salford's to 234 for 6, and with all three results possible, Jan Skarbek's unbeaten 34 got South over the line on 237 for 9 with 2 balls to spare. South 2's finished 6th in Division 2. On Sunday, the Mavericks made 152 for 7 in their Slam semi-final to beat Cranley Cranes 132 for 9 by 20 runs, but fell at the very last hurdle by 40 runs. Nazir Knights 162 for 9, South 122 for 9. Chris Wigley took 3 for 27 and top scored with 27. This coming Sunday, South have a second crack at a Slam finals day, this time in the Sunday Slam. In the Fullers Premiership, Newdigate 181 for 6 finished on a high, overhauling Lingfield's 180 for a 4 wickets win. Newdigate finished 3rd, 21 points off promotion. In Division 1, Hawley firsts crumbled to 82 against Shepparton, who won by 8 wickets, but Hawley are still promoted to the Premiership by the skin of their teeth. They're second by 3 points on 221 from Putney in 3rd on 218. Roll on next year's Hawley-Newdigate derbies. It was after the Lord Mayor's show for Hawley 2s as well. They're already champions in Fuller's 2nd 11 Division 1, but they slumped to 75 all out at Roehampton and lost by 9 wickets. With one game left next Saturday in the Surrey Premiership, Reigate Priory's 154 for 2 against Sutton, 148, brought a straightforward 8 wickets win, but East Molesey, 204 for 2, beat Banstead, 203 by the same margin to shut the door on the Llamas and win the league. In Division 2, champions Chipstead Coolsdon Walcountians, 210, beat Old Ruts, 196 by 14 runs. Dorking were bowled out for 104, losing by 154 runs to Stoke Dabernon, but keep their place in the division. In Division 5, Merstham managed only 129 against fellow strugglers St John Grammarians, whose 214 meant an 85 runs loss for the Magics, who now face relegation. Survival remains mathematically possible at Quality Street, but it's a tall order. At least this Sunday, Merstham are at finals day for the Surrey Slam Sunday plate. Outwards chase of 223 for 8 at leaders Bidborough in Kent County Village League Division 1 was called off for bad light and rain at 98 for 3, with 126 needed from just 16 overs. Going into the final weekend, Outward are 38 points behind Bidborough, but only 6 off second-placed Speldhurst. Their last game is at home to Linton Park on Saturday. In Division 6, Outward seconds return to winning ways at home, chasing down St Lawrence is 160 with 161 for 5 for a 5 wickets win to put themselves back top of the table. Promotions secured, one last win will see them champions. Sadly, the Outward Renegades lost their Surrey Trust League semi-final to Old Rutlishians.